What? Carl Childers from Sling Blade is on the line? Are you serious? Carl Childers from the movie Sling Blade?
Hi, Mike Malloy.
Oh, no.
I'd like to talk to you a little. Can I talk to you some?
Sure, sure. Go ahead. Let her rip.
Maybe we could talk about this Kennedy, you know.
Yeah.
I learned to read some. It took me 4 years to read the Bible.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I know it did.
I reckon I understand a great deal of it, but wasn't what I expected in some places.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that man Kennedy, he lived inside his heart.
He did.
That's an awful big place for him to live in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be so sad today, though, Malloy.
Well, only when I watch the old video. You know, I can keep all that stuff deeply repressed and tucked away, and it doesn't bother me, you know.
You're just a radio man, though, you know. You need to think about good thoughts.
Oh. I need to think about good thoughts.
Yeah, I like listening to your show a lot, you know.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
the way you talk.
Yeah.
You talk real good on the radio.
I like the way you talk, frankly.
Oh, I like the way you talk, thank you.
Yeah, excuse me?
I do like the way you talk,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but, you know, I wasn't remembering when Kennedy were here. I wasn't alive.
Yeah, that's true.
When I grew up, they said that I wasn't right in the head, so they put me in a nervous hospital.
They did indeed.
Instead of putting me in a jail.
Yeah.
You can ask me some questions, though. I don't know if I gave you enough information for your radio program.
Well, I don't know. You sound like a guy I met several years ago here in Atlanta named Billy Bob Thornton.
No, I don't believe I know that man.
No, I didn't think so. You're Carl Childers. What's a sling blade shaped like?
Some people call it a Kaiser blade, but I call it a thing blade. It's shaped like a banana, sort of.
Uh-huh. And the purpose of this thing, Carl?
Well, I reckon I used it to kill somebody with it.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to, though. I grew up and I learned you ain't supposed to kill nobody.
Yeah, that's true. But you didn't assist Lee Harvey Oswald, right? You're not the fourth or the other shooter.
No, because when I heard about that, I just saw red. I didn't do nothing with him.
Yeah. What have you been doing lately? I saw your movie, but you know, what do you do now?
Well, I'm doing a lot of different things, but I think I'm going to try to get this man out of the office. I think we got to vote him out.
So you're gonna you believe in voting him out?
We need another Kennedy.
Yeah, that's true. You're not going to be using your sling blade then, I tell you.
No, I don't know too much. I just know to do. We don't need the guy like that in there pushing himself around on everybody.
Yeah. Do you have an opinion on the election of Arnold Schwarzenegger in California? You know, he's a governor there now, Carl.
I like the way he talks. I don't know anything about him. He don't seem to say much, but he talks like a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
I just want to tell a joke, though. I don't like to go on too long.
Go ahead.
I got to go back. You know, there's these two fellas. They were standing on the bridge going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And one fella said that the water was cold. And the other, he said the water was deep. I believe one of them's from Arkansas. Get it?
Yeah, I get it, Carl.
All right.
Hey, listen, good to hear from you, sir. Check in with us occasionally. I love the way you talk.
All right, sir. I like the way you talk. You keep up this good radio program. Bye-bye.
Bye. You betcha. You betcha. I wouldn't dare not.